Hey, what's up, beautiful babies? Welcome to another episode of Bailcast. I'm Gio.
And I'm Bart. And I tried something today and I felt really guilty.
Is it sexy?
Nah.
You feel guilty?
Yeah, you know how like the other day...
Do you want me to guess? Because you didn't even ask me to guess.
Do you
want to
guess?
I just jumped in.
So you know how the other day... I'm just kidding. Guess, go ahead.
No, I already did.
Oh, fine.
I said, is it naughty?
No. You know how the other night we were talking about how like we're both... creative and like, you know, to some degree we're both kind of artists. Like you paint, I'm a musician, and we're just kind of like,
I literally do everything
people,
in
right?
art. Yeah,
in art, right? Like the way you shop, the way you do your makeup, it changes all the time. And we were like, oh man, these days we're so business and like family and longevity focused that we haven't been creatively expressing ourselves every single day.
Yeah.
And to an artist or someone that is creative, that's death.
It is. You know, like that's why I brought it up.
Yeah, that's like a doctor not doctoring anymore.
Yeah, what does he do? It's like he's
nursing?
Retired.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, nursing is still within the same. It's like a doctor now gets into finance.
Yeah, like some other.
It's like, what? You don't die. I mean, I guess you still kind of diagnose. Well, it's like a doctor.
But you're not healing people. And if healing is your thing and you're not healing people anymore and you're just like laying bricks all day or something.
Yeah.
It's like, what am I doing? I was trying to heal people.
And if doctoring is your passion, then for sure I see that.
Yeah. So you got me two notebooks because I was like, you know what? I think what I'm going to do before I even start my work day every day, I'm going to have my notebook. And I'm gonna express myself creatively just for 30 minutes.
Bro, you gotta give credit where credit's due. I brought up the idea where I was like, hey, yeah. We should get together at least once a month.
I thought I already gave you credit.
And then we vibe. You did? Do
no.
It again.
So Mamba is awesome forever.
Thank you.
That's it. I gave you credit across every single future podcast.
No, you can't
podcast.
Do that. You can't be like, we're only fucking once and that's it. You
I
already know that
say,
we had sex.
I would never say fucking forever. Because I wanna keep doing it. So I will never ever say fucking
keep
forever.
Loving me forever. Who the fuck does
but
that?
I am gonna say I love you forever and I don't have to say it every morning.
No, you do have to say it
no,
every fucking day.
It. I already said it.
You have to say it a minimum of 100 times
Son
a day.
Of a bitch.
Minimum. Give me the credit. Give me,
right,
give
fine.
Me, give
so
me.
So Mabra had a really good idea and she was like, what about just, you know, once a month we just brainstorm because we work really well together. We just brainstorm creatively across anything, no limitations. It doesn't have to be channeled into like the podcast or channeled into our vlog channel or Barbell Brigade or anything like that. Just anything and everything.
Yeah, I just want to flow creatively with you because we work together and you're my best friend and like we have so much fun. Like, you know, we can be in the kitchen and a song comes on and we start dancing and like we hype each other up. So it's like really, really fun doing it with you.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was just feeling dead inside and I'm like, damn, I know what I'm missing. My creativity, because now because at least in the past I had like me getting ready and like me just using my body as the canvas, whether that's with my hair when it was always going crazy or, you know, my makeup or just accessories, like just I was the canvas.
Yeah.
But now with quarantine, I have nothing and I feel so dead inside.
I know. I can see you die too.
You could see it die.
No, I could feel your spirit and there's part of you that's missing. I could feel it.
Yeah, I'm like that little fish that we saw on TikTok that they rescued. So it was like goldfish. I don't even know what class of fish it was, but it was this gold or this fish. And the initial, like
it's
when you see it.
It's the goldfish with all the wavy fins.
Yeah, it's kind of like the one from Pinocchio. You know, the really pretty one?
I never watched Pinocchio, so I wouldn't
know.
What
the fuck? Okay, well, it's like that. And the fish is black. And this person rescues it from like, I don't know, wherever you rescue fishes from. And she brought it home and she was like, man, I don't think this guy's going to make it.
Yeah.
So then she, you know, she like, she gives it a lot of TLC and then the months start passing and this fish that was once black is now gold. I'm in the black phase.
Oh.
Yeah.
So we need to get you golden.
Yeah. But tell me why you feel guilty.
So because of that, that 1 month idea, I'm like, wait. Why do I gotta wait a month? Why don't I start expressing myself creatively every single day, right? And then I'm like, well, time is of the essence because like I'm always so busy and I'm like, I can't
I like
afford.
How I tried to involve you in the creative process and you took my idea and you're like, I'm just gonna do it on my own.
No,
every
I'm
day.
Doing it with you still.
Okay.
But I also told you, you need to find your own creative expression. I told you to go do it yourself too. You need to do your own, I need to do my own, and then we do one together.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay, you don't see what I'm saying, but go for it.
I do see what you're saying. So
never doing team shit with you anymore. Not going to give you any more ideas. You're just going to go, that's a great idea. I'm going to do it by myself.
Never, ever,
like,
never, ever.
You're literally doing that.
No.
Okay. Anyway.
So, you also got me two notebooks so I could start like in my creative session. I was like, you know what? I don't have an hour every single day. Maybe I could just do 30 minutes or even 15 minutes. And each day I'll just do something creative. It could be a drawing. A poem.
Yeah, anything.
I could write
it has
a song.
Anything.
Yeah,
literally
a story.
Anything.
Literally anything just to kind of get the artistic expression out.
Like the artistic ejaculation out.
Yeah.
So you got to bust artistic nuts.
Bust all kinds of artistic nuts.
Did you notice how cuny I was though? I gave you two options.
You are very cuny.
I give you two options. The first one is college rule lines. And the other one is wide rule. I bet you didn't even notice.
I didn't even open them yet.
Oh, all right. Fuck it. Well now you know. When you see it, you're going to be like, oh, because I prefer college.
Oh, I see. I do prefer college normally when I'm writing or turning in a paper. But I think if I'm going to be creative, I prefer wide.
You see? I nailed it.
Yeah, I need something that's like, don't box me in there.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Oh, then you might want like white paper.
I need some kind of structure.
Okay. Like graphing paper?
If I'm writing a poem, it's going to be like, you know, I don't write the straightest. So it's going to be like curving.
That's fucking cute.
You know what I'm talking about?
Did you ever write notes like that?
Like on blank paper?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was curving all over the place.
Well, no, I did it on purpose. I would make shapes. Like if I was writing to like a boyfriend or a guy I liked, I would write it in a heart and then you would have to read it because it would go all the way on the
inside. I've never been to jail, so I don't know how to do that stuff.
No, me neither.
But it's in your DNA.
No, it's not in my DNA.
Have you seen the Mexican artists that come out of jail?
Oh, they're so good.
They're freaking good.
They're fucking good. And they just use pen and like the fucking Bic pens too. One not even like quality pens.
One of my homies, older brothers, he's not even Mexican. He's like half Cambodian. He made an entire pirate ship out of
potato chips.
Lay's bags.
Oh, fuck.
He folded it and it was crazy. And then he made a picture frame out of Lay's bags too. So it just is like, you just see a slice of Lay's like that.
That's very Asian to do fucking origami.
Origami, that's true. It is origami. Potato chips.
That's fucking awesome. I like all the stereotypes to apply in prison. You brought it up. Anyway, sorry, I keep interrupting because I miss you. I feel like we don't talk. Again.
I know. That's why I couldn't wait to talk to you about this because I was gonna actually call you, and I was like, why talk to you on the phone if we're just talking on the podcast?
Okay, perfect. That makes the most sense.
Yeah. And then so, I got to my desk this morning, woke up at 4 a.m. to kind of get more work done. I'm like, okay, you know what? I said I was going to start next week, but why don't I start today? Like, I don't want to wait. I'm just going to start.
No wonder, because I got up with you. And usually when we both get up, we start getting like a bunch of notifications because we're already working. Yeah. So I didn't get, like, I have an Apple Watch and that one's tied to our project management.
Software?
App?
Yeah.
App? I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
So my watch starts fucking vibrating like crazy. And this morning I didn't feel anything. It's because you were being creative.
No, I wasn't. Oh. That's the part that I was guilty. So I get to my desk and I'm like, And then because I know how much stuff I have to do, I couldn't even get there.
Yeah.
I was like, because I also know how I am, right? I'm one of those people where like I wake up in the morning and I have a lot of energy that I need to solve problems with. And it's almost like if I busted nuts, I'm not gonna be able to have sex again, right? So if I bust nuts on this
stuff. Not everyone
can
do that though. Some people can.
Hey, those guys are special.
Okay.
If I bust nuts on.
God's chosen men.
Yes. If I bust nuts on my stupid poem, I might not have energy to do whatever I need to do that's actually affecting my business, which is my job, your job, other people's jobs, everyone else's job, right? So I got there and I just put it away. I just felt guilty and I just went straight to work.
You felt guilty that you put it away or you felt guilty that you were about to be creative
that
and play?
That I was about to be creative and play.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now like, you feel what I feel.
Because the amount of stuff that I have to do right now, like because of like quarantine and just all the things that we have right now, like this year, it's been a big sorting and organizing year for business, family, channel, everything.
Like even, our life is in shambles.
Like you guys even know, like even for JK News, like we used to shoot every week, now we shoot every 2 weeks just to like balance everyone's schedule. Like there's just so much sorting, you know, in general. Like if we need to go check out a house in Vegas, it's not just, okay, cool, let's go. It's okay, let's see if grandma is free. Once she's free, oh wait, so she doesn't have to take her doctor, the veterinarian anymore?
You have to start with the COVID shit. Like are they even gonna let us do it?
Exactly, there's all these. So there's just so much sorting this year.
Yeah.
That I have a lot of sort admin things I have to get to literally every day. And after that, I have the barbell creative stuff that I have to do, the create, kind of half creative, half business stuff. And I haven't even been able to get to that. And that's my actual job since I'm the creative director. So I'm like, if there's two layers of stuff that I haven't even gotten in 2021 planning, if I haven't even got to any of these, why am I fucking around writing like roses are red, violets are blue, you know?
Yeah, that's initially, I think because I had already thought of all that stuff. That's why I initially was like, we should schedule some time just because I knew how much shit I have on my own plate.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I can't imagine me doing this every day or fighting some time, to be creative because my mind is just so jam packed with shit that I have to do when I have a babysit, like my mom at home to help me. I'm like, how can I just sit here and not be productive? And even though that is kind of productive in the long run, I can't get there yet.
Do you think it's, so I also have that thought too. And I'm like, man, but is it like the chicken or the egg thing where like, you know, there's a lot of like first responders, right? Like they work 10, 12 hour shifts. And then for them, it's almost like, I don't even have time to work out. But because being physically fit is part of their job requirement, the ones that do it well also squeeze that hour or two in. And then somehow by being busier, they're freer and they're better at their job. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like on the days of like before I would shoot like JK News or if I have a packed day, I'm like, oh, I better be well rested, right? So I might try to wake up at 8 or 9. And then I realize when I wake up at 8 or 9, not my juices aren't really flowing. I'm not the best primed Bart. So it actually is better for me if I do wake up at 6, get my workout in, and then I show up on JK News, you know? And even though I'm temporarily tired, I'm like, I had my race car do a couple of laps though. Yeah. The fluids are warm. My tires are sticky. Now let's put it into first gear and blast it, you know?
Yeah.
So that's kind of how I feel too, where I'm like, maybe if I am, so there's the guilty part where like, if I do these stupid poems or whatever, then I'm not going to have the energy to be creative here. But what if I, because of these stupid poems, my ideas are so much better here.
Yeah. Maybe that, I mean, I can see it working that way for sure because of, you know, you're oiled up and now you're like warmed up. And it's also hard to do creatives after you've done so much like brainstorming and logistical problem solving type of things. At least for me, if I'm solving a shit ton of problems and now I have to be creative and be free and like be happy and just play.
So hard.
It's a little bit harder. Yeah, it's heavy to like dig deep and then not be in the logical mind. I think what also probably contributed to the guilt this morning was the fact that you woke up earlier for the sake of getting work done.
Yeah.
I think if you would have woken up at a time that you normally wake up, I think you would have felt less guilty.
But I also don't like that mindset.
What mindset?
I don't like the mindset of having an excuse, whether it's legit or not, or rational or not. But like what I've noticed in terms of the excuse world, the minute you slide one wedge in, that it starts creating a huge, you might not see it. So right now it's like, you know, the first wedge for most people, it's like, oh, why don't you work out? I got kids, you know, it's busy. That's legit, but that's the first wedge. Then it's the dog. Then it's my sister coming into town. Then you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you allow no wedges, black and white, I'm going to do this because I know it's good for me and my overall goal, then there's a bigger chance of sticking to it. So like for me, I don't even like, if I fucked up, I don't even like kind of justifying the wedge, you know?
Yeah,
I'm just like, fuck, I fucked up. Maybe I should have done it, but I don't know. I'm still deciding like, should I, you know, like is my guilt, is that feeling correct or is that incorrect? Or should I just do it and see if I'm even more creative in the places that matter?
I like that you're guilty, that you feel guilty about feeling guilty.
Yeah.
About feeling guilty. Hey, that's fucking me wild.
Me and Christopher Nolan got a lot in common, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah,
that's fucking Inception type shit for sure. Mm-hmm. A dream within a dream. I think, so like these times have been really interesting for me because I've been really doing a lot of like self-work.
You're talking about like the midsummer autumn holidays?
I don't know what the fuck you're saying.
Well, you said these times. So when I think like these about days, these, when I think about
like with myself, like geo times personally.
Because I thought you were thinking about the calendar year, how we just had the Mooncake Festival.
I see. Well, I don't celebrate that, but maybe hey, you should. Congrats and woohoo for everyone that did.
That's literally what they say in China, you know that?
Woohoo.
Woohoo.
So close to another word that not everyone likes right now.
What?
Never mind. So fuck, what was I saying? Oh yeah. So I've been doing a lot of like self-work, a lot of like self-evaluation and just, you know, kind of seeing, seeking out different resources and just reading a lot just about like, you know, like our traumas, our triggers, different conditions that we might have, like dealing with anxiety or depression or all these other labels. Right. And like, I've noticed that the parts of me that I like that I look as kind of being like the hard, like the fucking tough bad bitch.
Like your strengths?
Yeah. That I would see as a strength.
Yeah.
Some might view it differently, but yeah. Things that have got me through a bunch of shit that has got me to the place where I'm at now, like that's kind of becoming a little soft in me. And I think it's because I've done so much self-work and there's so many labels and there's so many different things now that I've kind of like, kind of eased up on myself a little bit. And I don't know if I like it.
Do you think it's that, is it your public perception of that or is it your private perception of it?
I think it's my private perception of
it. So that's the one that matters.
Yeah, I think it's my private, which ultimately affects the public.
Because for me, I'm what is it called? I completely relate to what you're saying because I feel the exact same thing, but it's more of my public perception.
Yes, I get that.
Because like I'm generally a pretty fucking hardcore person.
Yeah.
And not hardcore as in like I say derogatory things. It's just like my mindset.
You're just blunt.
It's very blunt. It's very black and white. And it's very like, if you can't, then get the fuck out of here.
It's really right? Logical for sure.
But right now in this day and age, it's almost like I kind of have to kind of dilute who I really am.
Yeah.
Publicly.
Yeah. Because you don't want to hurt people's feelings.
Yeah, because I'll say something. And then people are like, well, you're not considering anxiety. You're not considering depression. You're not considering like a lot of things, right?
Yeah, there's a lot to fucking consider.
Things that are legit to people.
Right.
But and I also sense just the whole general times people are lacking empathy. People aren't going, oh, I see how his experiences have him conclude this. It's like, wait, I don't care where your experience or context is coming from. What you're saying is triggering me. And that's wrong. So because of that's the way the public sentiment is now, I kind of water down my public perception. But on the inside, when I'm grinding, I still hold myself to that standard. You know, yeah. I'm waking up 4 a.m. with you.
Yeah.
I woke up at 4 a.m.
Well, I feel like I still have my standards.
Yeah.
But I feel like the ones that made me just go, fuck it, shut the fuck up, put your head down and just do it. Like that one is now having a conversation with the soft one going, hey, well, where is this coming from? Why do you talk to yourself like that? And I'm just like, no, there's not a time for a fucking debate right now. We got to get the fucking work done, you know? So it's like this internal battle that I'm having or like dialogue with my two selves going like, nah, bitch, get that work done. Like, don't stray, you know, like don't veer off track.
Yeah.
And the other one's going, but wait a minute. Why do you think you're veering off? Like, I'm questioning way too many things.
That's beautiful.
Are you being sarcastic?
No.
Oh, thank you.
Because that's actually the phases of development in anything. And I like to use this example because colors, I think, are very visual. So people would.
To some people.
True. You might even trigger someone. I can't see colors, you motherfucker. But anyways, so if you can imagine what a purple is, you're a purple belt in your own development right now.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So purple belt's like right in the middle, but it's enough to teach people.
Yeah. When I did Tony Robbins, I think I would be right now I think I'm green. Orange or green?
And so I don't know what that is, but I'll explain it's what that is.
Same to the purple belt.
But I'll explain what the jiu-jitsu world, what this means. So white belt, you don't know anything, right? Blank slate, white piece of paper. You start to understand all the basic concepts and grasps and you're like, okay, cool.
It's like you're a baby.
Yeah, I think I know everything, all the general idea. I know how to say what's up. I know how the culture is. Yeah. I know all the general moves and what they're meant to be applied for. Then you're a blue belt. It's like, cool, you're solid. You know, you're calm, you're stable. Then you start working at things again. And then now you have more of a theoretical and philosophical approach to things. And then now you start questioning everything that you've ever learned. So now that everything that you start questioning it because you've actually like pretty much
applied it,
came at it enough. You start going into this realm of like, oh, wait, should it be like this? Should it be like that?
I hate that part.
This part is statistically where everyone quits everything.
Oh, fuck.
So this is the part where people, you'll see them go, wait, how come you're mountain biking for 3 years? Why'd you stop? They don't even know it. They usually think it's a lack of community or like, how come you stop powerlifting? Or how come you stop boxing? Or how come you stop going to yoga? It's usually people hit that mark and they hit this part where they're like, wait, why am I doing this again?
Yeah.
And this is the part where it's really important to keep pushing forward and to get yourself to the brown belt level. Once you get to the brown belt level, you're like, okay, cool. I really mastered everything. Why are you not black? Because you just can't teach what you've mastered yet.
Yeah.
So once you once you've answered all those questions and like that burnout, most people experience burnout here in the purple belt level.
Fuck.
But once you get to that brown belt level, you go past burnout.
I'm wearing purple too.
Once you get, once you get past, exactly. Once you pass burnout and you mastered yourself, and you're like, okay, cool. Then you can work on becoming a black belt and start teaching that to other people.
Yeah.
So the reason why I say it's beautiful is you're actually in a very advanced stage of personal development.
Thank you.
You know, like before you were just blue belt crushing it. Like, I know who the fuck I am. Crush.
Yeah.
And then you get to a point where you're like, wait, but why am I crushing it though?
Yeah.
Like am I trying to serve an insecurity? Is there a part of me that's like, that I need other people's validation or is it for myself? Like, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
And once, so like, that's why I'm thinking is beautiful, because you're just right over the cusp. You're at that part that's like, you're about to fully realize who you are.
That's CUNY.
Yeah. And I'm very proud of you for that.
Thank you so much. That's very sweet of you to say. Yeah. That's very CUNY. God damn it. But you know what I got to do right now?
What do you got to do?
You're so cute. Why? That was really sweet of you to say that. Thank you. Fine. All right. But I got to introduce our sponsor.
Oh, fine.
All right. So I want to introduce our first sponsor, Jenny Kane. I absolutely love this brand because I picked up some of my favorite winter mules. They're this cheetah print, and I can't wait to wear them and pair them with some jeans, some denim pants, and then I got this cashmere sweater from them as well. It's like the softest cashmere that I have ever worn. The quality on this is impeccable. Like, I absolutely love it. Super high quality stuff. But the thing that I love just as much as their clothing and their shoes is that they do stuff for the home too. So they have like these cedar, like stumps. And I love it for home decor because I like bringing the elements of nature into my house, because it just feels comforting. It just feels like I'm connected to nature, and like it relaxes me. Like, they have this really cool, like, Scandinavian, like, minimalist.
Oh, I like Scandinavian.
Yeah, like kind of boho style to them. And everything, I'm telling you guys, everything is high quality. I absolutely love it. And I would not endorse it if I just didn't love it. And I absolutely love it.
I like the sweater they sent me too. Made me look like a GQ model.
And it's so soft. Yeah. Like, I love hugging you. Okay, so Jenny Kane's recipe for home and wardrobe is to combine one part effortless style, which they definitely do, with two parts comfort, which I already said is like the most comfortable stuff I've felt. And then you add a dash of refined simplicity. Mm. I just said that, right?
That is what they do.
Yeah. So what makes it Jenny Kane? So Jenny Kane believes in finding your version of the daily uniform, elevated pieces that make getting dressed the simplest part of your routine. So it's stuff that you can dress up or dress down. It doesn't matter what the occasion is. Like, you can always make it work.
Yeah, it sounds like if you're tired of picking what to wear, but you want to look dope, Jenny Kane's your
person.
It
is. It really, really is. And when it comes to their furniture and stuff, it's the same thing. I absolutely love it. I know I said I loved it like 10 times already, and it's because I really do love it. I love it. Oh. I just love high quality items. Yeah. You know, like, you can tell that, you know, the people at Jenny Kane are really passionate about what they do, and they're really proud of it. And you can tell with every single product that they do make. So for everyone listening right now, make sure to just keep and make getting dressed, make it like, let's make it fun, and let's make it thoughtless, and let's make it easy, but let's also make it high quality. And they're going to help you with that. So go to jennykane.com and you're going to get 20% off your first order when you use code BAILCAST at checkout. So that's BEAWCAST at checkout. Again, the website is jennykane.com. That's JENNIKAYNE.com and promo code BAILCAST at checkout. And we're back. And yeah, I've been actually feeling this. It started back in like 2016. I've talked about this a million times. And this is when my life just completely changed. You know, I lost my papa. You and I were really bad. So like, it's one of those where I'm like, okay, well, I've never been one to blame people. Like, in anything that's ever happened in my life, I've never been one to blame people. That even there, I have to be like, wait, why don't I do that? Hmm. Is it because I have a lot of empathy? Is it because I'm really mature? Or is it because I don't feel worth? Like, that's where my mind goes these days. Is it because I feel like I'm not worthy enough to, like, not blame them, but to be like, yo, that's fucked up. You know what I mean? I don't know what it is. Anyway, but shit like that happens a lot.
I think it's just because you're a true problem solver.
I'm fine. Thank you.
Yeah. Because I think true problem solvers are going to look for the variables they can control.
Yeah.
So...
which is exactly what I did.
Exactly. And yeah. then the variable you can control the most is myself. Always going to be yourself.
Right.
So to me, I'm like, I don't think it has any, I don't think it, there's any other underlying issue. It's just you're truly a problem solver and not a blamer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, cause there's people that fucking have no legs and they're still winning gold medals because they found another race that they can do.
Right.
Right. So I think instead of like, why me? Why did I get hit by that bus that one day?
I will say that. Yeah. I will be like, damn it, why me? But then I'm like, okay, well, one answered.
Yeah. And how long can you say why me for? Yeah. Right. So instead of being a blamer, you're a problem solver. So I think it's dope.
Yeah. But going, so I did a lot of that starting back in 2016. And I've been like really like building on top of that and really like, just trying to understand myself better, understand why it is that I do the things that I do and why I do them in that particular way. And then that brings me back to what I initially said about like, damn it, I feel like I'm getting soft with myself, where I should be like the blue belt mindset of going like, fuck, let's fucking smash. Who fucking cares? Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Like I kind of missed that part. Now I'm going,
but you'll never advance. You'll always stay a blue belt.
True. Okay, fine. That's true.
That's the beauty of it.
But I think because there's just so much happening right now and so many moving parts within barbell, fixing that, you know, even with JK, like shooting, you know, 3 days in a row instead of just once a week, like that, like there's just so much adjustment happening that it's like right now, I just don't want to adjust myself just yet. Like, let me get this at a balance and then I'll like go back to me, you know? Mm. But yeah, I guess everything's happening for a reason. Just
keeping everything afloat.
Yeah. Yeah. So I can definitely relate to you feeling guilty. And I think that was initially why I was like, hey, let's just schedule some time. But maybe we shouldn't schedule time like once a month or whatever. And we should just try to do it every day.
Yeah, maybe even do it every week.
I was supposed to write last night and I didn't even write.
You're too tired?
I was so exhausted. I was like, okay, you go to sleep. And then I was going to write. And then I was like, I'm like, I really have that much shit in my head to put on paper?
That's what happened from your perspective. What happened from my perspective is this. You're like, hey, Papa, can I keep the light on? And I'm like, oh, sure. And so I go to sleep. And you're like, oh, Papa, you're not going to build your blanket wall? And I'm like, what's the blanket wall? And when I sleep, when she keeps the light on, I build this little wall with the blanket so it blocks the light from her side so I could go to sleep. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you're right. So I built the blanket wall. And then I hear, click. I was like, oh, okay, I guess the light's not gonna stay on.
Well, we started talking too, didn't we? Didn't we talk for a little bit? Cause you're like, I'm gonna go to sleep. And then you started showing me something. You're like, can I show you something?
After I built the blanket wall? No, the blanket wall is the last thing I did.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I love when Tega says that. Are you sure? Okay, well, yeah, I was fucking exhausted.
What if we wake up every morning, 4 a.m., and we do the creative thing together? Just for like 10, 15 minutes.
That's cool.
You know, like sometimes like, it's crazy. It's like you never know like the awesome fruit at the top of the tree that you climb, right? And it's always like we always look at the climb. So like there's times where we're slammed with literally everything. We're slammed with like barbell stuff or podcast stuff or JK stuff with the cleaners. Like there's just so many things, right? And then we're like, fuck, and we haven't vlogged in 3 days. God damn. And we feel like our brain's going to explode, right? We got to pull our hair out. We're like, well, fuck, we gotta do it. So like, let's go fucking try that yummy ice cream place with Taika, right? And then when we get there, we actually have a great time.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Like once you're in it, it's like, I almost feel like—
what's the enemy of fear?
Action.
Yeah.
So I think—
not that we're afraid of it, but I think it's the same negative feeling.
I think what we need to do is just like, instead
of— shut the fuck up and run the program.
Yes, shut the fuck up and stop thinking and just— transport ourselves from one moment of present to another moment of present.
That's very true.
So we're present here and then present and then present and then constantly be present. And as long as we're present, we're not fucking thinking about like the struggles of the world. We won't be so overwhelmed.
You know what I just realized?
That you love me?
No, I've known I loved you since forever. I just realized that the smarter I become, and some of you out there might disagree, but that's okay. The smarter I become, the more I have fucking problems, I feel like.
Of course.
The more. So I'm just like, can I just be dumb again and just fucking happy?
But that's purple belt. That's purple belt.
What's purple? What I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
because everything is, since you don't have solutions to those problems.
I just wanna be stupid and lazy.
Then that's white belt. You know?
Ugh, but they look so happy.
They are. Look at how many white belts, because technically everyone's a white belt, right? How many white belts at the bar think they can beat the fuck out of Mike Tyson?
Look at that confidence. They're fucking happy.
Hey, then maybe you should go back to being a white belt.
I can't do it. How many white belts
think they can do everything, right?
Yeah.
But then you're just in the purple belt phase where you're questioning everything. But when you see the zenness of a black belt, like they're there and they see like people coming through the door with their chest all like this, you just see them go.
That's true.
They've actually seen it and they know it.
Yeah. You know? I was just in a room with a bunch of like 20-year-olds not too long ago. And like, I wasn't part of their conversation at all. Cause I'm not tight like that. But I was in the room and I can hear them talking about what I would consider the most trivial shit, right? Like, oh my God, did you see so-and-so? Like, they just looked at you like this. And I was just like, what, bitch? But I didn't say it, you know? Like, I was just like, yeah, right. But like, I was like saying that in my head. So they were just like talking a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
Right? And they were just kind of hyping each other up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's when I looked.
I've heard 30 and 40-year-olds talk like that, too.
I've heard 50-year-olds talk like that, actually. But I'm just saying
what I know 50-year-olds that talk like that.
Me, too.
I know someone that's related to us that talks like that.
Related to us?
I don't know.
Fuck you. That's the inside shit that you guys won't know about. But
they know a little bit.
No, they don't. They don't know shit.
Okay, fine.
And we're going to keep it like that, all right? You little nosy metiches. But I blame Bart for enticing you guys and not giving you guys the full story. But yeah, I hear them. And I think when I was younger, I never really engaged in that type of conversation because it doesn't go anywhere for me. Yeah. So it's boring. I do like hearing the cheese mix because it's just funny.
Yeah.
I don't like
a soap opera.
Yeah. And I don't like giving my 2 cents because I'm like, I don't want to get involved in this.
Yeah.
And if it's really bad cheese mix, I'm like, don't even tell me because I don't even want to know.
Yeah.
But when it's kind of stupid, I'll listen. But even the other day when I was hearing this shit, I was like, I think that's when my black belt vibe came in and it was like, I know about this. I'm out of here. And I just kind of left because I'm like, I'm happy. I'm like good where I'm at. I'm not trying to put myself. It's like you can already see what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like been there, done that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to engage in this because then I'm going to get riled up. And then who knows what type of negative fucking, I don't know, cycle we get into. And I just hate it. Like nothing good comes out of talking a bunch of shit. Unless you talk to David, and that shit talking is always so good because it always ends up he's bagging on himself the hardest.
Yeah.
I fucking love David. But yeah, you're right. Like the older that you get, the more mature you get, or just the more insight you have. Yeah, you're just willing. You're already able to see like if there's step one is presented in front of you, you can already see the 10 alternatives in how it can go.
Yeah.
And then you pick accordingly to, you know, what outcome you're hoping to achieve.
Yeah.
But yeah, you shouldn't feel guilty. I think it's, we're all just kind of working through it right now. There's just so much going on, you know? And I think because it feels like playtime, you're just like, how the fuck am I going to play?
Like playtime.
Yeah. Like how am I going to play right now when I have like a stack of paperwork I have to do, like metaphorically speaking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Do you want to do it with me?
Wake up before I am
and like just jam out on something for like 30 minutes?
I'm down. I'm more creative at nighttime.
Oh, so are you not going to do it together?
I guess not. Like I just, yeah, at night I'm just like, I don't know. My mind really opens up.
I can do it at night too. I just won't be able to sleep after.
Oh.
Because my mind starts thinking about it over and over and over and over. And then I just won't be able to sleep. And my whole night will be focused on whatever the hell we're doing.
That's so cute how opposite we are. Because it's like I'm still struggling with the fact that I had to wake up. And that takes me about a good hour to be like, oh, man, that bed was so warm. It was so comfortable, man. I could have kept sleeping. And I'm just thinking about sleeping the whole time.
Me too. When I was
Then how do you get creative? How do you like tap into that if you're so exhausted? You just do it?
Yeah. Like, because I think when I wake up, it's like I'm hungry. My brain's hungry. So it needs to eat. So it's like, give me something to do.
And what's the food for it? The creativity?
Doing anything.
Oh.
So I think working in the morning is good for me. Just anything. Like shove a whole stack of paperwork into my brain and it just.
That's me at night.
And just eats all of it. Yeah. But like this morning when I was working and I had to go pee, I was like, should I lay down in the middle of me like coming back from the bathroom?
Oh my God, I did that once you left. It was like 7. So yeah. I know I only have 30 minutes left before I have to get Tyka.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I can finish this. All right, let me see how fast I can finish it. If I can finish it within like the next 5 minutes, I'm gonna take a nap.
Did you?
I did.
Felt good, huh?
It did, but then when I woke up, I'm like, oh fuck, what time is it? And I didn't oversleep, yeah. But it's just never good waking up like that, like scared. Like,
Yeah, I was like, I think I went to go get water and I went to go pee. And each time I walked, I look at the bed. I'm like, should I just lay down for like...
That sexy bitch, huh? She's calling you like, 10 minutes. Come inside me. I'm so warm and soft.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, just a little bit. No one will know. Just stick it in real quick. Anyway, on that note, let me hold up real quick. Let me hold up real quick and introduce our next sponsor.
Damn, well, at the moment, since sponsors come in.
Super excited to be introducing our next sponsor, Felix Gray, because in my personal opinion, they are the best blue light filtering glasses on the market, and they are definitely the most stylish, honestly. But if you're listening to me right now, you're like, I don't have to worry about blue light. One, I don't even know what blue light is. Two, I'm not even exposed to that. Then, sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but you're kind of wrong, because most popular devices are a major source of blue light. So I'm talking about phones, tablets, computers, TVs, even Kindles are some of those devices. And a major side effect of being exposed to too much blue light are headaches, blurry vision, dry, tired eyes, and trouble sleeping, because exposure to blue light at night can lower the production of melatonin. And melatonin is a naturally occurring hormone that regulates our sleep. So if you've been experiencing this stuff and you just don't know why, you're like, I'm eating right, I'm drinking enough water, I'm sleeping, but I'm still, or I'm not, or like, you know, I'm still having trouble with this, or I still have, you're probably getting exposed to too much blue light because of the devices. Hey, I'm guilty of this too. So it's okay. It's just now that we know better, we do better. And by doing better is, you know, trusting someone like Felix Gray, because their glasses filter out 90% of blue light in the most damaging range and eliminates 99% of glare through proprietary industry-leading lens technology only available with Felix Gray. So, you guys, Felix Gray frames are hand-finished from durable, super lightweight Italian acetate, which is amazing because they're not going to indent your face and make your nose bridge hurt. You can order online because glasses will ship directly to you with a hard case. Because let me tell you, I hate those soft cases because I'm like, do you know what the mail system looks like? They just throw my stuff everywhere. So yeah, you don't have to worry about your glasses getting damaged in transit. And you can try them for 30 days risk-free. So you have nothing to lose. Only things to gain here. So make sure to go to felixgrayglasses.com/bail, BEAW, for the absolute best quality blue light filtering glasses on the market. That's FelixGray glasses.com/bail, BEAW. Shipping and returns are totally free. Did you hear that? They're totally free at Felix Gray. So felixgrayglasses.com/bail. Okay, we're back. Yeah, the fucking bed will do that. And I'm kind of glad we have a not so comfortable bed for me.
Where?
Which I think one? My body changed. Our our bedroom bed.
Our real bed?
Give me more information. Like
our master bedroom bed?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What other bed are you referring? Oh, like the ones in the other room?
Yeah.
It's not that comfortable. It's pretty rock hard.
The bed in my room is really comfy.
Yeah, that one is, what brand is that?
Lowell?
Yes.
Because that one, I lay in it and then I'll knock out. And then when I wake up, I'm exactly in the same position. I didn't even try to get more comfortabler.
Yeah.
But then the master bedroom one, I think I could have got a softer one. The one in your room is really good.
That's the one that was on the floor, remember? Yeah. What brand did we get?
Oh, that one's like some fucking like baller ass rapper brand. Fucking.
Yeah, they like hand fucking sew it and shit. And that thing was like butter.
Yeah.
Because it was the one that was on the floor and it was like 50% off. And we're like, yeah, let's take it. Because the one we got is what? Like $5,000?
Yeah.
That's why it like, even though it's uncomfortable, I'm like, you better make it work, bitch. This shit was $5,000. We've had it for what? 3 years? Oh, before Tyka was born. Because yeah. I remember I needed a stronger bed because my bones were like killing me with something soft.
Do you want to get a new bed when we move to Vegas?
No, it's $5,000. You better make it work, bitch.
We're going to be sleeping on for 10 years at least.
I'm down. I'm down.
Until the warranty's over.
I'm down. I just, I'll make it work.
I do like it though. Maybe just the feeling of comfort.
I like it for you.
Why?
Because remember all the other mattresses we had? Because you're such a solid, dense person.
Yeah.
You would always create a dent.
Oh, yeah. It's weird. It's like we'll switch sides too. And then that side gets dented. And we switch back and that, and we flip it over. And I'm like, wherever side I am.
And the funny part is it gets dented and there's a ring of fucking yellow.
I know. It's so weird.
Disgusting.
I do take showers. I take showers every night.
But you don't scrub. And that might be the problem. You might need to scrub. Like you, when you take showers and... Fuck off. You don't take showers. You take a shower in the morning and you rinse at night. Exactly. And those are completely different things. Already in the shower, but you scrub.
I'm rinsing twice though.
But that's disgusting because it's like not. You're just using water.
Yeah, if you get water.
Water doesn't do anything for dirt or oil. Specifically oil, it does nothing.
It cleans it.
Oh, yeah, I could tell by the yellow ring that your body.
Why am I so ashy if I didn't take off my oils?
You're not ashy, and it just probably dried out your skin.
Oh.
Disgusting. Why were we talking about showers?
Because we love them.
You love them. No, I'm just saying, yeah, scrub, and you should scrub.
I can't. That's the problem.
Why?
So, like, it's really, you know, when I get close to nighttime, I really got to let myself just relax and, like, close my eyes and just kind of feel the chill vibes, and it preps me to go to sleep. Because anything can set my mind off. So if I start scrubbing, it's going to turn into a sport. And then pretty soon I'm like scrubbing and I'm like, I have my OCD kicks in and I'm like, oh, damn it. There's that one place I did missed. And then I'll do my left hand. And then my left hand, I'm like, oh, wait, how come my left hand feels more scrubbed than my right? And I'll start going here. And then pretty soon it's like, I don't know if you've ever seen me go into like my OCD mode on things. Like
never.
When I do that.
I always forget you have it.
Yeah. When I get into that mode where things have to be done like literally perfectly.
How? When do you ever do that?
I'll end up scrubbing. Sometimes like before when we got together, like I would actually scrub. And then you'll be like, why are you in the shower for like an hour? I'm like, because I'm scrubbing.
Sure. You were playing with yourself. You were diddling yourself.
Yeah. I'm scrubbing all kinds of stuff. And then, and then I'll be in there for like forever. And then I'll end up sweating because I'm scrubbing so hard that I turn into a sport. And I'll go back in bed and I'm like, that was so tiring.
Where does your OCD, where does it come in these days? Because I never see it. The only time I see your OCD, and this is when I really appreciate it, is when we're hanging stuff up. That's the only time I'm like, yes, Papa. Or we're putting like furniture in the bedroom. You always have to space it out. And I'm like, it looks fucking normal. It looks like down the middle to me. And you're like, no. And then you'll like bring out the measuring tape and all that.
My OCD, I think I've under control now, but the only time I'll have it is like when I'm doing math. Pretty OCD about that. So like, for example,
that's a good time to be OCD
it is,
though.
It is. So like, you know, when we're like dealing with like real estate paperwork, right? Like you got to add expenses, minus things, take percentages. So you know, order of operations?
Yeah.
Do you remember them?
I forgot it. Well, isn't there like an acronym for it or like a...
There probably is, but I forgot. But anyways... So there's order of operations where certain operations like multiplication, division takes priority over plus and minus. And then, you know, like there's like that whole thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my OCD kicks in because I need to quadruple check. So I'll do the math one way.
Maybe it's not OCD. Maybe it's just trauma from your mom beating your ass.
No, because I hate math. So I'll do it one way and then I'll do it backwards and then I'll do it. The order out of order of operations, but still in the priority that's supposed to be done through a different method to see if I still arrive at it.
Wow.
So I'll reach the same number, maybe like 5-6 different ways. And I'm like, okay, cool. Now it's solid. I know for sure I have it.
Damn. And I don't even do that when I send a text out.
Damn.
I'm not even looking as a text. I just go, bidi bam, bam, bam.
I know.
And then I just send it. And then I read it after I send. I don't know why I do that.
That's why you sent your credit score to
a
group chat.
Good thing it's a fucking decent credit score.
Yeah.
The highest one's like 788. Mind you, I went down 95 fucking points. It used to be at 833.
Damn, that's so good.
And one motherfucking mortgage payment that we missed.
Was it even our fault?
It wasn't even our fucking fault. We ended up making it up next month. But just that one payment fucking demolished my credit score.
Yeah.
But anyway, I wish I would have sent it when it was at 833.
Yeah, so that's like, that's when one of my OCD kicks in. And I used to have OCD when it came to cleaning shoes. And like everything that I had OCD and I just realized I didn't have time for it. And I'm like, thank God I don't have time for it, because and maybe that's my OCD too. That's why I don't wear shoes. Cause then,
oh my God.
Cause I love shoes. Right. But I know that if I wear them, I want them to look a certain way. And since I don't have time to clean them.
Look,
to make
is
them-
this going to bother you? So I'm wearing Air Force Ones right now. And I got this dot. Would that bother you?
For me, if I wanted the way, if I have my OCD mind on, yes.
It would bother my mom because my mom also has OCD.
I would have to clean it, yeah.
She has these white slides that we got her, the Nike slides. I didn't know she had OCD at this point. So I get her white ones and she's like, oh, thanks. And I'm like, wait, you don't like them? She goes, well, they're white. I'm like, and? She's like, but they're going to get dirty. I'm like, yeah, they're slides. They're only like $40. Like, get them dirty. Who cares? No, for a person with OCD, it's not a who cares. It's like, but they're white. They're meant to be white. So yeah. She got a stain similar to what I'm pointing at on my shoe.
Yeah.
She tried cleaning it. It didn't come out. So you know what she did so that it can help with her OCD? She got a pen, a ballpoint pen, and she drew a flower on it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that it's no longer a stain. Else. It's just a flower that was put on there on purpose.
She invented the cover-up tattoo.
She did.
Because you know how bad my OCD is? So even when I used to wash dogs, like I wash against the grain, right? And obviously, like if you have, especially if you're a German Shepherd, you know how much they shed. No matter how much you shed or wash them, it's infinite.
They still have
it's
it.
Gonna somehow, you just touch it and fur just comes off for some reason. I don't know why, but that's it's impossible. So every time you're about to shed or every time you're about to...
De-shed, you mean?
I mean, de-shed or brush them or wash them, you gotta have like a tolerance level. You got to know, okay, once it gets to about this level, I think I'm okay with it for this session. Because you'll literally be brushing them for like 12 hours straight.
Yeah, if you're not doing grooming regularly, yeah.
Yes. So this is how I would wash my dog. I would first wash the dog and then go against the grain. And then I make sure that I cover the entire body the exact same amount, right? So if I'm going from like his butt.
One, two, three. To his shoulder, I go like this.
I go one layer all the way across the board. Then I wash it to evaluate how much of the hair has fallen off. So based off that ratio, I'll know how many more times I can have that. Does that make sense? So one, you have it is now one half, you have it's 1/4, you have it's 1/8, right? So I'll know how many times I can have it. Now the trouble areas, I'll have a specific ratio in my mind. So I'll know, okay, shoulder to butt, I'm gonna do that twice because that'll get it to the desired value. The neck to the jaw to shoulder part, there's a lot of further, super fluffy, but this happens really, really fast and I have to do it or else I feel weird.
Yeah.
And then, and I'll have to scrub the neck. I'll do, okay, that'll be a 4:2 to 3 ratio.
So that's not exhausting for you. For you, not doing that is exhausting.
Well, it is exhausting, but if I don't do that, I might as well not have washed the dog.
Oh shit.
Yeah. I might as well just spray water at him.
that's so the way I would have approached that, or the way I normally approach it, I'm like, damn, you stink. Let's go take a bath. I'm going to go wash you. I just put soap in all the areas that they needed it. Like, I mean, I'll do the whole body and then I'll like pay more attention on their paws because they usually smell like pee pee or whatever. And then, you know, I'll like scrub their butt and then I'll just do like their ears and just different areas that I feel like need a little bit more TLC.
Yeah.
I wash it off and I'm like, you look all right. And then I'm like, at least you smell good. That's all I need to know. Done.
There's times when I was a kid where like, let's say I stepped in something, right? Like some mud or something. And I want to do the normal thing. I just take my foot and I go wash my foot and I clean off the mud. I'm like, all right, cool. But since the rest of my body didn't get covered, I'll be watching TV. And the whole time I'm watching TV, I'm like, oh, fuck. And then an hour later, I'm like, I can't take anymore. I go and I take a full shower. Because I have to make sure everything was even.
Wow.
Yeah. There'll be times where I comb my hair for like 4 hours because I'm trying to like,
whoa.
Because it's not about how it looks. It's more about how it's done to get to how it looks.
Oh, wow.
So like, I can't just make it like make it look good. I'm like, all right, cool. It had to be like, okay, it has to be 4 combs. Like it has to, the technique has to be perfect. It has to be like one, oh shit. It has to be like 1, 2, 3. And then like that. And then if I don't hit it in the amount of strokes, I'm like, better redo it. So I'll go wash my hair, wash all the gel out, put the gel back in. 1, 2, oh fuck, the gel's starting to dry on me again. I have to go wash that out again. And then I'm like, oh fuck, feels so weird just to wash my head. Gotta go take a whole full shower.
Oh my God. Yeah. How did you get over that? You just said you didn't have enough time to do that anymore?
I just, I hated that. I'm like, why am I such a bitch? So I just try to like force myself to wing it more. Like, you know, just like, it's okay. Like wash one hand. Fuck it.
That's good.
You know, like that's, I mean, like I force myself to like cilantro. So I'm just always trying to like, I don't like having handicaps. Yeah. So I'm like, if there's something that's going to hold me back in life, like I got to try to. So now I feel like maybe you don't think I have OCD at all. Cause I have, fuck it. I'm literally like, fuck it. Probably 23 hours a day. Everything's fuck it. I don't care.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And I think that's also why I like other people doing it. Cause now the responsibility is in other people. So like if I were to clean shoes, I would for sure spend more time than Jason Mark would. And then so like, then I would waste all my time.
Shoes come out so good.
Not as good as if I were to clean it. So I might as well go, Jason Mark, you clean it. And then I'll just take it as this Jason Mark did this. And although I can see all kinds of imperfections,
their shit,
it makes me feel good. That's why I like to outsource a lot. You know how like you like to do things yourself? Like I like to like, I can't because I'm going to end
that
up.
That makes sense.
I'll end up never doing it as well as I want to. And that'll drive me crazy.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So I'm like, you want to move that? Just get other people to move it. Because if it was up to me, how I would want to move things, start with butcher paper, make sure it's exactly a straight line from the garage all the way to the floor. And it's got to be moved exactly in that way. And like things have
Thank goodness you don't give in to that shit.
And then things have to, once it gets the garage, it better be Tetris'd out, you know?
So by you not giving in, do you feel like it affects you negatively at all?
Because I have money? No. Because thank God I don't have money. And I started to understand like, you know, like the kind of like the Tim Ferriss 4-hour concept, like let people that are good do
that specialize. Yeah.
That specialize it, like build your website or do your thing for you. Why are you going to spend your time doing what you're good at? So I'm like, that really helped out where I'm like, okay, cool. I'm just going to let go of things.
Yeah.
Or else I can dive
doing that one thing
for, I mean, I'll dive like head deep doing that one thing and then spending 8 hours on the most dumbest thing in the world.
Damn. If you were Japanese, you'd smash it.
Yeah. That's why I actually love Japanese culture. They
perfect it.
But also in America, everyone does everything, right? Like people, oh, I surf, I do this. Like the person that like in Japan that makes sushi, probably the only, egg. Yeah. For I like only know years. How to make egg. And they're like, do you know how to make udon? I don't know. In America, it's like everyone knows how to do a little bit of everything. Oh, I know how to fix my car and I'm a photographer and I do this, you know? Yeah. But in Japan, it's like, I only do photography. That's it. It's just, do you know how to shoot video? No, way different.
Yeah.
Do you know how to shoot black and white? No, I only do birds.
And which one do you like?
I really respect and my heart really relates to the Japanese style. But since I don't live in Japan, having that skill set's not going to
help. Work,
it doesn't help me thrive here. So yeah. I'm also very result and performance driven. I want to do well. So I got to adapt myself. But if I lived in Japan and it was like, I'm a sword sharpener, I can easily do that for like 50 years straight.
Man, maybe we should move to Japan in like the next coming years.
No.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, thanks for sharing all of that.
Yeah. And I think that's kind of why I enjoy like our whole thoughts of like, you know, moving to Vegas and stuff and then like start to kind of streamline things and build systems and like kind of focus more in on the things that really matter. I think I really am gravitating towards that concept because I think that naturally fits me more.
Yeah. Know? And then you're going to get to specialize in what you want to do. Whereas right now, maybe because everything is kind of like all over the place and we're trying to systemize a lot better, make everything tighter. It seems like everything's kind of a wreck. But I think once we get that out of the way, then it's like, cool. We get to do what we are naturally good at doing and we get to just smash it this time. I think 2021, knock on the fucking only wood in here. I think 2021 is going to be the good year. It was supposed to be 2020, but fuck 2020. Yeah.
I hope so.
2021 is a year. I feel it. I really do. I'm being optimistic here. All right. Well, is there anything else you want to add to this wonderful podcast?
Nope.
Perfect. Well, thank you for sharing your OCD stuff. I didn't live with it. I never experienced it from my mom, or I just wasn't aware that that's what she had. Now that I'm made aware of what the symptoms are, I don't know, are symptoms the right word? Of what the effects are of it.
I don't know.
Or
I guess what you have to live with.
Then now I can see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I can see it. I can recognize it and I can just let her do her thing and I try to support it. But yeah, thank you for sharing. I love you so much.
I love you so much.
All right. So on that note, thank you guys for listening. But I also want to say thank you to our sponsor. So thank you to our sponsor, Jenny Kane, one of my favorites. I love everything that they make. And they make getting dressed the easier part of your routine at jennykane.com. And you're going to get 20% off your first order when you use code BAILCAST at checkout. That's JennyKane.com, promo code BAILCAST, BAILCAST.
Also, in less than a week, we are dropping our new Bottle Brigade Dominate Humbly collection. Make sure you go check that out. We got cool t-shirts, bringing back one of our fan favorites, Dominate Humbly, in the script tee and also in a lightweight hoodie. So make sure you go check that out, barbellbrigade.com. See you guys next time.
Bye-bye. Bye.